Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the Church, teachings on the body of Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. The Church witnesses to the lost. Do you want your church to grow? God has chosen the church to preach the gospel to the lost. And without salvation, they will go to hell. God has no plan B. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loved us. And because he loved us, he doesn't want us to perish. He doesn't want us to go to hell as payment for our sin, as punishment. Instead, he wants us to spend eternity with him in heaven, with eternal life. And so he gave Jesus. He sent his son Jesus to go to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, that we can be forgiven and have eternal life with him. For your understanding, I want to share with you five facts of the church's witness for Jesus Christ to the lost. First, the church's witness follows timing. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me." Christians are to be alert and ready. The Holy Spirit opens and closes witnessing opportunities. Look at Acts chapter 16, verse 6 down to verse 10 in Philippi with Lydia. It says in Acts 16:6, "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." And then ultimately that led to Paul going to Philippi and visiting the women's prayer meeting that met by the river. And he preached, he taught, and they listened, and one woman, Lydia, responded and put her commitment in Christ and became a Christian. And ultimately had a home, had a church that met in her home. So the church's witness follows timing. Second, church's witness demonstrates power. Verse 5. "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Christians receive the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. It's not a separate event at a later moment. The Holy Spirit provides the power to be bold witnesses. Luke 24, verse 49. "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So the church's witness demonstrates power. And then third, The church's witness expresses faith. Verses 6 and 7. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. The Holy Spirit reveals sufficient information to witness. Christians are to act by faith with minimal information. Acts chapter 10, verse 17 down to verse 23. That's the narrative of Cornelius and Peter. Now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied me them. So, with little information, by faith, we share the good news. So the church's witness expresses faith. Fourth, the church's witness shares testimony. But you shall receive, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What does a witness do? Well, a witness tells of his or her experience, what you've seen, what you've heard. Well, let me ask you, how are we witnesses to Jesus? We tell others about our life before being saved, our experience of salvation, and our life since we were saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. And then fifth, the church's witness reflects strategy. Look at, again, verse 8, the second part of it. And you shall be witnesses to me, Baltimore, or wherever you are, and in all Maryland, whatever state you're in, and the United States, and to the end of the earth. God chose you and commissioned you to carry the gospel message to the lost. Let me ask you, when was the last time you were a witness to Jesus Christ? You think about that, and you have a great day.